Hello, and welcome to episode 16 of Nintendalk for the 17th of June, 2006. I'm Ben.
I'm Matt.
I'm Marty.
And this is the best Nintendo podcast for news and reviews delivered straight to your hard drive. And here's Matt with the news.
Okay, fair bit of news this week, mainly on the Wii side of things. But anyway, first thing, a recent poll in France reveals that their most popular next-generation console is the PlayStation 3. The Wii came in third after the Xbox 360.
So oh my god, that's gay.
Yeah, it seems that France aren't very, you know, they're not very supportive of Nintendo, and seems like PlayStation 3 is going to sell best there. So that's the first thing. Next thing, the Wiimote got dropped in a list made by, gosh, I can't remember which site it was. I think it was GamePro.com. Yes, it was. They compiled a list of all-time most groundbreaking controllers, and the Wiimote was one of those. Yeah, some comparisons have been made from when it was first introduced, the Wiimote this is, to the one, the latest E3 model. It's a little bit longer and thinner. It's, you know, slightly more rounded, things like that. So yeah, people have said that the current one is probably the best one and very comfortable to hold. In Australia, the country where, you know, most people are not quite supportive of Nintendo, the DS has sold a lot more than the PSP, which is quite surprising. Well, it's very good news, really, to see that our mates in Australia are getting their fair share of Nintendo products. Sorry, I was put off there by someone walking through. Nintendo DS continues to dominate portable gaming. Headline there, that's good. 2.32 million black Nintendo DS lights have gone missing. It's like they've been stolen. A whole container of them have been stolen on their way over to Europe. So hopefully it won't affect the amount of numbers of the black DS light when it launches in Europe. I don't think it will, but still, I think it's the Hong Kong police are offering a huge reward for that. So now on to more Wii stuff.
But that is really, and I suppose I'm going to say it's quite pointless having 100 DS lights or whatever. But yeah, then again, they could sell them on eBay or something.
Yeah. So. Also, they think that they might sell them on the Hong Kong black market. They're not sure. Now, still a lot of stuff. This is all Wii stuff, really. Apparently, the Wiimote is still undergoing design changes. You know, this is good, because Miyamoto said they're still wondering how many buttons they're going to use, things like that. So I'm sure they'll get the perfect amount in the end. Another stupid rumour about name change for the Wii. This rumour was sparked when one of the Nintendo officials said that they received loads of complaints about the name. They didn't actually say that they were going to change it, but, you know, the rumour sparked from this. It seems like a load of rubbish, really, because, you know, the name's pretty much stuck on most people. So I think it'll stick. There are a few names being thrown around, like Game Nation or something, Game Zone, a bit random. Red Steel interview reveals that I think there's not going to be blood, because it was like, no, there's not going to be blood. So I'm not sure about that one. The latest is that there's not going to be blood.
Well, yeah, but we'll discuss this later, but in the preview. Yeah,
we will. The airplane demo for Wii Sports at shown at E3, what I want to mention is that I didn't realise that the airplane is part of the Wii Sports game. So that's quite interesting. It's not exactly new news, but I just thought I'd mention that for people who haven't realised that, like me. This is not Nintendo related specifically, but the ESRB to offer $1 million fines on game companies that don't put the correct ratings on their game. also $1 million is quite a lot. At least that'll crack down on people that don't put the correct ratings on. A Nintendo patent has been revealed on the internet that sort of suggests an Xbox Live type service. We're also going to talk about this type of thing later on in our main topic. But it includes things like a buddy list and a chat, which seems pretty cool, like a lobby system. The Super Smash Bros. Brawl won't really use the Wiimote. It will use probably the GameCube controller, and that's, for me, kind of disappointing. I'd expected, you know, they said they didn't want to put too much touch stuff, because otherwise, you know, it would spoil it. But still, I think they should have implemented some stuff.
But,
Yeah?
I think it'll still be fun, because most people will probably get the classic Wii.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's probably going to be a new experience to play with. So,
You know, I don't think it's confirmed yet whether it'll definitely use the GameCube controller. But it definitely, you know, it won't have all this swishing about with the rev mode, that's for sure. Something very interesting that came out was, apparently, I think it was at E3, Nintendo showed, but not to the public, behind the scenes, a briefcase that had a Wiimote in the middle, and attached to it, like, different retro controllers, like NES Pad and SNES Pad, and even, like, Genesis games, Genesis controllers. And that's interesting, because it might have just been interesting display to show that, you know, the Virtual Console, and it's got all those different consoles in it, but they seem to be attached to the Wiimote, so maybe they're going to make replica controllers of the classic controllers, like the Wii NES, where you can plug it into your Wiimote, and then you know, it'll work with the Virtual Console. Interesting stuff. The pic is circulating around on the internet, so you can check that out if you want. So yeah, that's the news.
Okay, an extremely long 7-minute news session there. So, just a few announcements. Tom isn't here this week because he's on his German exchange trip. Marty, who is a permanent host, has finally got on the show. So,
hello.
Yep. Hope to be having more of Marty on.
Yep.
The site should be up soon. It was meant to be up last week, but you know. and we're gonna have some new features, such as a downloads sort of page where you can download wallpapers and screensavers.
Yeah, we're working on something really cool for that.
Yeah, the wallpapers that we'll have up, like the first one, because we're gonna think of really good ideas and just putting random stuff up. It is really cool. It's like,
yeah.
Well, we hope you like it, didn't you?
Yeah.
And another thing, we're going to have like a leaderboard. Instead of the point system that we said before, we're just going to have like a sort of leaderboard on instead. For the top 10 things, like top 10 fans.
The site is coming on. I mean, it is partially up at the moment and it's looking good, but there's definitely more to come. And Ben showed me a screenshot what Dylan sent us. So, yeah, it's looking really good. From what I've seen of it, and obviously what's up at the moment is just a small taster, but it should be up and running soon. I won't say when, because that'd be a bad idea.
I think straight onto our main topic.
Yep.
And we will just mention this, we have recorded this topic 5 times. It is cursed to hell, quite literally. Every time we record this, something happens, so just we want to hope. Our main topic is Wii Wi-Fi and some of the stuff that may be featured in it. So Matt, do you want to start us off on that?
Wii Wi-Fi. Now, the thing that made me want to talk about this in the first place, all those episodes ago, was when in an interview, one of the Nintendo bigwig guys, well, not like Shigeru Miyamoto or anyone, but some guy that works at Nintendo, said that the interface is going to be similar to that of on the DS, and I just thought that's a bit stupid, because although the DS one is really good, there's definitely we got hates about it, and it's definitely designed for a handheld console as opposed to, you know, what you're going to have at home. I personally think that, but the guy that said this was making a mistake. I really don't think that it's going to be like what we find on the DS. I reckon it's going to be a big change. And, you know, that would make sense. I mean, a large essence of the console is obviously playing online and together and stuff like that. So obviously we've got the Wii Connect 24, which means the console's always online. So, you know, a large amount of it is orientated around Wi-Fi, and the interface should definitely be updated for this. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I have to agree with that, because if it's like the DS one, well, the DS one hasn't really got an interface. Each game's got its own little sort of thing, and it's pretty basic. I mean, Mario Kart, you just select what type of match you want to do, and then it's a... I do hope that they have.
I think the killer thing would be if this patent that's recently been uncovered, you know, is put ahead with, and we do have, like, a friend lobby system, or just a general lobby system. I think it'd be best if it's like a gaming hub, like, instead of like you said, each game having its own interface, like, it's a set interface, and you click Wi-Fi, and if you have a game in, then you can, like, see all the other people that have that game at the moment, and you can, like, say, do you want a match, maybe with, voice chat, that'd be cool. Because
microphone has been rumoured.
The microphone might be in the Wiimote, and it's very likely that it will be. So, yeah, definitely. And, you know, if they do bring out something that's a rival to the Xbox Live service, you know, I'll just own, totally.
Yep.
So, yeah, Wii Connect 24. I think what they've got to do with this, you know, it's something unique, and it's something that has, you know, a lot of potential. You know, they can go really far with this if they actually get some decent ideas for it. I mean, it's a good, you know, obviously we heard recently that the DS will somehow be ported demos from Wii onto it, like, during the night with this service. Details on how that's going to work yet to be announced.
It'll just be DS download and play.
Yeah, but if it's happening during the night, then how would it be stored?
No, maybe on the menu for the Wii, you'll go on to Wii Connect 24, DS demos, and it'll just upload them all onto your DS until you turn it off.
Very good. I think that's a good idea, because it also promotes, you know, if you play a demo, you can think, oh yeah, that's a great game, and then go out and buy it, and obviously that's more sales, more money, and that's what they're for. Anyway, so yeah, that's cool. That's definitely a good idea. And what happens is, if you get sent a download, or something happens in the night, the little light's flashing, so you can immediately tell if you've been sent something. I think what would be cool is if you could, like, obviously the Animal Crossing was mentioned in the E3 conference, where you could visit people's town and leave a message, or whatever, overnight. That'd be
a
cool.
Voice message.
Yeah, a voice message would be nice. If Animal Crossing had some sort of voice thing. I think if they can do voice chat on the DS, then they've got to be able to do it on the Wii.
Yeah.
There was a rumour that they would be introducing a voiceover IP service. Oh, gosh, phones. That they'll be introducing a voiceover IP service. Like Skype, for example, which we're currently recording this on, which would be cool, but, you know, it's not something that they do. They generally just make games, and they make the consoles. They don't do what more Sony are doing, and expand outside that and
Yeah,
this is not a console, this is a computer.
like, say on the buddy list, you're move your controller onto someone's name, press A, it comes up with all the options, and there'll be a talk option. Press the talk, and if they're online, it'll ring them up. If they're in a game, then maybe each game's got a unique little... So, like, say you're on Super Smash Brothers, just a little thing in the corner will come up saying, someone is calling you, do you want to pause the game and talk to them?
Yeah, sort of thing. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool.
That could be another one of my...
Predictions,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Peach's predictions, but we've already got Peach's ponderings.
Yeah, well, we could do Epona's ending.
Endings, and then have Peach's... Yeah, that's cool.
Peach's predictions. Stay tuned. Yeah. So, anyway, obviously we've got the Opera web browser. This will be built in, which is good. You won't have to buy it separately, which is really cool.
And it will support Flash, Java,
yes, it will,
Shockwave, and all
which
that.
Is good news. So, you can
but still, some games will not just work on the Wii. Like, for example, RuneScape wouldn't, even though that's the worst online game ever. But because most games require a keyboard, so
Well, I'm sure. I think what they'll implement maybe handwriting recognition because that's possible on the console. Possibly if we have a speaker voice commands. I did hear that, that was a bit of news a couple of weeks ago, that there was going to be voice commands for the Opera web browser on the Wii, which is cool, because, you know, you could just go, like, you could say the name of the site, like...
No, it don't work like that. It's really basic. It's like, because I've got Opera, and it's not very good on the PC anyway. It's like, Opera back, and it goes back a page. Opera forward. It goes forward a page, I don't know, Opera copy, and it copies what you've highlighted.
You could just say back, forward, and then it'd just be, like, a bit easier. But anyway, yeah. Or, like, refresh, stop, home. That'd be cool. But, yeah, so, obviously, there's that. Also, that's looking cool on the DS, moving aside. We've got Wii Connect 24. And now moving on to something which is friend codes. Also, in the same thing that same interview that they said that the DS was the Wii interface is going to be similar to that of the DS. They also said that they're keeping the friend code system. So I know that is bad news to a lot of people who hate it.
Oh, I like it.
Maybe they don't have to.
I think it's a good idea.
I don't mind it.
Marty, you just. Yeah, I mean, come on, this is Marty. She's going to buy Nintendog's Dalmatian and friends.
But I didn't.
Yeah, but you were going to.
Anyway, I think it's good, but it's a bit illogical because the whole point of it, I mean, it all says it in the name. It's a friend code. So, wouldn't it be easier if there's just a code assigned to one of your friends? Not to the game. It's not a game code. You know, it just... It's blatant that it's
not a game code. It's a laser.
Yeah, it should be like each console has a code assigned to it, and then you just add that, and it's added your friend, and you can see what games they've got and if they're online and all
See, this is another thing. You have to be able to go on, like, you add a friend to your Wii console, like to your buddy list. And then any games that they buy that have got Wi-Fi compatible, you automatically sort of have them added.
That'd be so much better.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, hopefully we can see that.
See, everyone getting the DS Lite, they will have to trade their configuration from their old DS to their new DS because of the friend code thing.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
What
happens is you get assigned a new friend code, and then that's it. And if you want to import your Wi-Fi settings from your original DS to your DS Lite, if you still own your original DS, that is possible.
But
anyway,
no one's going to do that. So.
Apart from me.
Well, yeah. Anyway, moving back to the main topic, I'm going to go slightly away now from the Wi-Fi side of things to just the general interface of the system. What I want is something that you can customize a lot. I know on the DS you can change the color of the startup screen or whatever, but that's not enough. Something that Ben came up with, which would be cool, is if it changed to suit the game that you had in the console. Ben, do you want to explain about that?
So say you've got Super Mario Galaxy, and there'd probably be the logo for Super Mario Galaxy, and then maybe an image of Mario spinning because he's got that new move spinning, and just little things that you click, you've got Nintendogs in, all your I don't know, it's buttons, yeah. You know, like, not buttons on the controller, but buttons on the... Yeah, they, like, all change to bones or something, and it'd become like a... Yeah, yeah, and just little things, just to change to suit the game.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be pretty cool.
Or, we discussed this, you get points on the Wi-Fi Connect thing.
Oh, now, this is cool. What, the idea was that, you know, the stars, people in Europe, on the stars catalogue on the Nintendo of Europe website.
It's rubbish, but you know.
Well, yeah, it is pretty rubbish. But you get, with each, like, with some games that you buy, you get the stars. So it'd be cool if you could get points, and then you could buy stuff off the Virtual Console, maybe, if you had, like, enough points, but that would be, like, you have to buy about three
and
games
maybe,
to get enough points.
Maybe, because it's the whole Kinect and friends and, you know,
yeah,
playing together. You know how you get badges on the Nintendo of Europe thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe if you got badges on the Wii, then everyone could see your badges.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So it'd be like a great competition.
Nice little feature. Yeah, nice little feature. But yeah, that'd be an awesome idea, a sort of points thing, where you could, if you amassed enough, you could maybe get something else, a Virtual Console with them, or maybe even merchandise or limited...
You can buy demos.
Limited edition toys.
You could buy demos from
buying
them.
Buy demos, that's an interesting one. That's a very good point. Also, maybe extra levels, or upgrades or new weapons or, you know, the list goes on really. So that'd be a cool thing to have.
Yeah, like, I don't know, say they bought out Counter-Strike for the Wii, which I know they won't, but let's just say they did.
Yeah, yeah.
And, it was more sort of a continuous thing, so you kept your character, and if you wanted to, I don't know, buy a new upgrade for your gun, then instead of using the in-game currency, you'd use your Wii points.
Yeah. Well, why not? That'd be cool. So, yeah, I can't think of anything else. I did think of something, but I forgot. It's gone from me now. So, yeah, you know.
Oh, Matt, there's one thing you forgot from your news.
Yeah. Oh, yes?
Pokemon Diamond and Pearl screens on the official Nintendo Magazine website.
Yeah, that's a last minute bit of news, actually. To be honest, it looks
too much like the GBA ones.
Yeah, it's improved a bit, like, they have 3D houses and
yeah, but,
stuff.
I mean, they should have had full 3D graphics.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't look that amazing. But I've remembered the thing I was going to say. Someone came up with this. You know, we were saying the customizing thing, like, changes to suit your game.
Yeah.
Well, someone said, I think it was you, if the light changed on the front of the console, you know, the blue light?
No, it was Josh Coleman.
Alright, yeah. That should be, like, a nice little extra
feature. But I think the blue light looks the best.
Oh, the blue light does look cool. And but I think they should make the black one have an orange light.
Orange?
Looks, like,
no, not orange.
No.
But anyway, oh, damn, it's gone. Hold on, no, it's gone. Don't matter.
Okay.
It was a really good point as well. Damn.
Well, you might remember it in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Was it, Pokemon, like, if you went online, changing the look of your character?
No, but that's, yeah, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think
that about wraps up.
That does. That's quite, hopefully, it's not cursed this time, because we have recorded that 5 times. So this is about the 6th or whatever. So, yeah. Cool.
So, any other announcements or straight on to our...
I don't think so, really. I think we've mentioned everything, to be honest. I've got one thing before I forget, and if I don't say it now, we probably won't say it for the rest of the show. So, just go and buy some merchandise, because we rock, and, you know, our merchandise rocks as well. So, if you want to buy something that has our logo on, and it's exclusive to
eventually
listeners.
If you're just worried that Cafe Press doesn't, you know, and it's not mega customized, then when we get some more money, when you buy merchandise off of Cafe Press, then we'll be able to make proper merchandise, like, you know, proper t-shirts,
like wristbands and stuff, and awesome things that you can, like, wear, and it's so fashionable because it's got our logo on it.
No, it won't just have our logo, we'll put, like,
Nintendo listener. Wait.
Yeah, so I am. Anyway,
the address for our shop is www.cafepress.com/Nintendalk. So,
Matt,
like,
would you like to spell that out?
Yes. It is www.cafepress.com/NINTENTALK, and that's it. So, yeah, go there and buy anything, something, just even if it's that stupid little badge thing.
I mean, we've all bought a t-shirt, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they look awesome.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They just look cool. So, yeah, on to our Wii preview, I think. I think we ought to do this from now on. Until the Wii comes out, do a Wii preview instead of a review.
Definitely.
Unless there's a really big hit DS game that comes out.
And it builds the hype as well.
Yeah, so...
this week...
Hold
on. It
is... Voice.
Okay.
Now, how do I do this? Wii preview. Exclusive, sort of, to everywhere. Across the nation, globe, and whatever other word. Red Steel, the shooting game with swords. Take it away, Matt.
Okay, this game looks to be a really good hit. Hopefully they don't rush it, because that would be very, very bad. So yeah, I think it's going to be one of the launch games, and, you know, they've said that it's going to be about 70% with guns and 70% with swords. The official trailer is really cool, because it doesn't just show what's on the screen, it shows also the person, you know, it shows it from behind the person.
But so some of the things that the person's doing, like when he's having the sword fight, he actually walks around the room and...
Yeah, that's just exaggerating how good it is, but, you know, even just a smaller thing as turning the gun on its side, or putting the sword against someone's throat and just running it along. You know, it all makes the game really realistic.
But you see, that's the thing. We said earlier that it hasn't got blood in it, or at the moment it hasn't got blood in it.
Yeah.
Right, if you do an up close, if you like when he puts the sword against the man's throat in the trailer, because you can choose whether you want to kill the people or not, you know.
Yeah.
For honour points and stuff. Well, if you decide to run the sword through his throat, no blood. That just wouldn't work.
No, I think what the final version of the game will be is there will be blood, but in a minimal way, and sort of like, just not like you slice off someone's head and it's like stuff is like spraying out everywhere. And
I think what they should do is ask for your birthday at the start, when you set up your Wii console, like you do with your DS.
Oh yeah.
So like 28/06/92, and it changes the game according to your age. So if you put an age in that suits 18, then maybe there will be loads of blood and guts and gore. But if you only put that you're 9,
people can get around that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know.
To get onto MySpace,
kids wouldn't know how to.
Like some people say they're 16 when they're not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I'm just saying it make it, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I see what you mean there, and maybe that's something that they could do. But you know, I'm not so sure. Because then they would have to go to the bother of putting all the stuff in just for the old version. Yeah, anyway, it is looking to be a really cool thing. There's an interesting feature where, like, you can kind of slow down time, and then in the trailer, they use the underside of the underside button of the Wiimote to, like...
The B button,
point it at the people. Yeah, you point it at the people. And you like, I don't know what it is. I read it somewhere, and you can like, I don't know. It's really weird.
It's like you do basically. You target loads and loads of people, and then it's like, see, so click, 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 and then you let go, and it does it all for you. So it's like bang, 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 and you do a headshot on every single person.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's like.
And then, then there's one guy left, and he like, he like waves.
Well, he's not a hostage, usually, but he's like innocent.
Yeah, he's an innocent guy, and he like waves him into a corner, and then a guy runs along behind like this kind of sheet and shoots him, and then you go through, and you can like climb ladders and stuff, and also it's called like at the beginning where it's like, well, it's quite near the beginning of the trailer. This guy downstairs, and you just like take your time to aim because he hasn't seen you. just go bang. The thing I love is how easy the aiming is going to be, because you just point, and it's just like,
well,
there.
No, it's not going to be easy, it's going to be realistic. Yeah, well, no, come on. If someone's running and you're trying to shoot them with a pistol,
still, it's really, it just, it'll feel.
See, that's one thing I don't like about shooting games. You have health. If they made it so you had like actual life, if you got shot in the head, then you were dead in one hit.
It'd be really hard.
Yeah, but it'd make it so much more like fighting for your life, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You'd have to get that headshot, else you're dead, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One thing I don't like is how. Is how you don't have two guns at any time. It's always one gun.
Is that right?
Oh. Yeah, because the other controller hasn't got motion sensing, so.
Oh yes, yeah.
You know, I mean, it'd be so much more cooler if you just run around with two pistols blasting everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I like how a lot of the set, like the scene, like all the stuff around you, is quite destructible. Like in the trailer,
one thing
shoots the TV.
Like the graphics are really good in it, but one thing where the graphics aren't very good is the water. I don't think the water's very.
Yeah.
Like when you break the glass, it's just it all looks a bit cardboardy.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying, that's true. But I like how all the glass smashes. Yeah, but anyway, I like how you can like destroy most of the stuff. Like in the trailer, the guy, there's like a TV and it actually has a moving image on it, and it has like proper sound effect.
Yeah.
And then he just goes bang.
But one thing is, in real life, if you shot a window, it wouldn't smash like that straight away.
Yeah.
If you shot one with water in, obviously, because you put in, you like make pressure and then all the water runs out. Yeah. So, but if you just shot a normal piece of glass, it'd only make a hole through where you shot. So I hope they incorporate it so it isn't, you know, you shoot, bang, the entire glass smashes.
One thing I've just found out is, you know, we're talking about where you can stop time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that you have to build up like a special meter, and then you hold A, and it momentarily stops the time for like the amount of time that you've built up, and then you just lock on your gun to the target, and you just go. Bang, 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 as we said.
Does time stop completely, or is it just slow?
I think it stops completely, briefly, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I think you can do multiple shots, like, you could shoot one guy's leg, then shoulder, and then move on to the next guy, so you, like, in the demo, it targets, like, the chest and the legs, you know, there's, like, two dots on each person, so you can, like, shoot them twice, which is quite cool.
And if you want, if you're like doing this honor point thing, and you didn't want to kill them, but you wanted to seriously hurt them, it's like you target the hand, foot, and that's the thing. You can actually aim for the hand, and if you shoot the hand, and they've got a gun in, they drop the gun, and they're like, "Holy crap, you shot my head!"
Like stagger around.
Yeah. I've just thought of something really cool, and it's got nothing to do with this, but I want to say it. Mm-hmm. A Matrix game for the Wii.
Yeah.
Where the free hand controller, you know, the Wiimote. You stop time, and then you can, like, do the moves by actually moving the controller. So if you wanted to dodge sideways, you move the controller sideways, and Neo bends down, yeah. And then if you wanted to bend backwards, you pull the controller backwards.
Sounds cool. So, yeah, moving on to sword fighting. This looks cool, and in the trailer, he holds the nunchuck in one hand and the Wiimote in the other, and kind of, like, it's... I don't know how it's exactly going to work. I don't know if it's just, like, you have the Wiimote and you swing it around like a sword. But it didn't seem like that in the trailer. So, I think it's slightly undecided yet.
No, it's fully, like, you know, you slash and it does a slash on the screen. And then you jab and it does a jab. But in the full game, the nunchuck attachment is going to be like a little sword, like a little dagger to block attacks with.
Oh, that's cool.
You're laughing at?
That's a good idea.
We haven't said much, Marty. You're meant to be a permanent host.
I know, I'm still getting into it and finding my place to talk.
Yeah, me and Ben kind of...
just butting over each other.
Yeah, just butting whenever it seems.
See, I'm polite. I wait for people to finish talking.
But that's the thing. Nobody ever does finish talking. It's like one person finishes and the
I know, and I'm learning that.
Okay. Sword, yeah. I don't see where else to go with this. So
just give it the ratings percentage.
Yeah, ratings. So presentation.
No, Matt. Oh. Percentage. Just a percentage. That's it. Out of 100.
Yeah. Okay.
All our Wii previews have a percentage out of 100 now.
Yes. Well, I'll say this. Assuming they don't rush this, please don't rush this. I want this to be an amazing game. Then, assuming that they don't rush this and that it's full length and it's really good and, yeah, it's amazing, like we've seen so far, I think it's going to score really high, like 90.
Well, I think as long as it's long, as long as the game plays long and it never gets boring, like, you know, I hope it isn't at the end of each level you have a sword fight.
Yeah.
I hope it's like, sometimes a person might run in with a sword, so you put your gun away automatically. Yeah, so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think 92.
Nice.
Marty?
I'm not sure. It's not really my kind of game. Don't know, 80 to 90.
Okay, so yeah, all good scores really. So
yep.
Yeah, and that's not the last of Red Steel for this episode. Stay tuned to the very end to find out a little bit more, some personal thoughts about it. So yeah.
Okay. Weekly segments, I should think.
Yeah. Sure.
So, what is it? Link's listener challenge and now letters.
Yeah.
So, challenge entry. We've had one more. Oh yeah, and the person who we mentioned last week, cool dude 474, I think.
He's
Joe. He's changed his thing to have the Nintendo logo on. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the other entry is Mike. I think is it from America? Mike?
I'm not sure. But anyway.
Well, he's the one who made the Revolution skin in episode 2.
Yeah, he's the guy that he's the first person to ever enter Link's Listener Challenge, which is quite cool.
And his entry equals awesomeness. It's just oh my god, he's amazing.
We all love it. And yeah. He sent us a new version of it, which is slightly updated, and the whole team really likes this one.
So I think what we should do is put this one on our wallpaper that we're making.
Yeah,
it really says a lot about us. Yeah,
it does. So
we're not gonna. What we'll say: the people who win, we will give a full description of how it looks. But for now, we're just gonna say it's awesome. It's just so amazing. So
okay.
Yeah, no letters this week, people. We need emails.
Yeah, apart from obviously the accompanying email to the entries. But nothing particularly interesting, like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Send us your thoughts if you think that, we drag on a bit too much, or we go off topic too much, or, you think one of the segments should be dropped. Anything, just give us your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the challenge is to design a new Nintendo logo to replace our old one. If you win, it will replace the old one.
Yep. And for a basis logo to base your idea off, you can get it from the Podomatic show notes from this episode, update 3, or episode 15.
Yep.
So,
straight on to Beautiful Joe's Bad Jokes of the Week.
Mm-hmm. Slowly I run out of jokes, but unfortunately I've got some left. First one. What did the little mountain say to the big mountain?
I don't know. What did the little mountain say to the big mountain?
Hi, Cliff.
Oh.
Why?
Oh,
okay, another good one. Why couldn't the pirate play cards?
I don't know, why couldn't the pirate play cards?
Because he was sitting on the deck. Wait.
Oh, that's good.
What did one elevator say to the other elevator?
I don't know, what did one elevator say to the other elevator?
I think I'm coming down with something. Wait.
No, that's crap.
No.
Last one. What starts with a P, ends with an E, and has millions of letters in it?
I don't know.
A post office.
Wow. Oh, that's quite good.
Not bad.
Okay, and that was the jokes.
Okay, now we've got Mario's memory, and our retro game is Om Dom Slom Bom Stubber Rouser Bagabab Dab Star. Our retro game is Yoshi's Island for the SNES. Please say it was on the SNES.
Cool.
Was it on the SNES?
I do not know.
Oh, well, this game rocks anyway. It's so cool. It's just, like, one of the best. I've played the GBA remake, and yeah, it's just amazing.
Nice. I haven't played this myself. But
have you, Marty?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'll ramble on about it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's like, the controls are so intuitive, if that's the word.
Yep.
You're like, you can throw eggs with Yoshi, and then it's basically just running across like a normal Mario platformer, except if you get hit, you lose baby Mario, and you have to, like, get him before the time runs out and he dies. So, yeah, and then there's, like, loads of little things where you can transform into planes and boats and stuff, and yeah, it's pretty cool. I'd recommend picking this up on the emulators or get it for the GBA. Yeah, it's good.
Cool.
So, nice. And short Mario's memory.
Yeah.
What comes after this? Hints and tips from the land of Hyrule, but Rob's not here. And
hints
Marty.
This week. Hints this week. Well, today's hints is that oranges do not taste very nice, so please don't eat them. And that was the hints. Thanks, Rob. So, yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Quick, breathe. Okay. What comes after Rob's section?
Is it the release dates by any chance?
No, it's, actually. No! Didn't we have, like, one more? Fox's Flames. But we haven't got one.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to flame came
from
Rob. In
fact, can we really wrap it up in 10 minutes? Because then we'll be able to see Doctor Who.
Okay. So, yeah. So, this is all going off course, but it's quite funny. right. Okay, we'll start with the release dates. So, Europe, DS release dates. Yesterday, fair amount of games released. ATV, Quad Frenzy, Monopoly, Boggle, Yahtzee, and Battleship. Monster Trucks DS and Dalmatian and Friends, Nintendo's game. Tamagotchi Connection Corner was also launched yesterday. On the 23rd, which isn't a fair bit of time, but I thought I'd mention it because it's the DS Lite launching in Europe. Well, hey. And also over the hedge for the DS.
It's only in a week's time. It's not that far.
Oh yeah.
It's on Friday.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yep. And remember our special 20-minute DS Lite questions and answers podcast.
Yes.
Friday night, okay? Send us an email if you want to be on, and we'll help you get it all set up.
Or if you can't be on or you don't want to be, just send us an email with your question and we'll read it out and we'll answer it happily.
Yeah. So me and Marty are going to be on there taking the questions because we're both getting them on release date.
Yep.
And I'll be there just in the background with my amazing knowledge.
You can ask a few questions, Matt.
Yeah. And also, that's cool. So moving on to GBA. Yesterday was Mega Man Battle Network 6 Psybeast Falzar was released. That's
they are so taking that game so far.
Yeah.
I mean, too far.
And also, Cabbage Patch Kids, the Patch Puppy Rescue is being
launched. We don't get any. I'm sure we don't get these games because I never see them in game.
I've never heard of that.
Well,
I don't think they sell the really big, the really small selling games.
Yeah. But yeah, and this is it on the 23rd. And Hi Puffy, Ami Yumi, Kaznapped Over the Hedge. Oh, well, that's a different game. Yeah. That's both of those being released on the 23rd. I kind of mucked that up. GameCube on the 23rd, Over the Hedge and Pac-Man World 3 are being released.
The GameCube is dying slowly.
That's they don't really sell strange. Any GameCube games anymore.
Oh well.
Anyway, I think we ought to be wrapping this up now.
Haven't you forgotten something?
No.
Yeah. I've got my segment.
Peaches Ponderings!
Yay! So, my amazing thing this week is, well, I don't really know how to introduce it because I can't just say blah, but it's to do with Red Steel and the Wii. and it's how before. Okay, I'll quote one of my friends before E3 conference and before he had seen some of the stuff from Honor. He said like, "Oh, Revolution's gonna be really rubbish and it's gonna not be very good. I'm probably just gonna get a PlayStation 3." And now I'm gonna quote him after he's seen Red Steel and some other stuff that's going to be on the Wii, and he knows exactly how it's going to work, and all the stuff from E3 has come out. Well, the Wii looks really cool. I might be getting one. I think I'll probably get an Xbox 360 and a Wii. Good news?
I can't stand people... No, yeah, it's good news, but I can't stand people who do that. It's like, oh my god, the Revolution sucks ass. I'm not getting a Revolution. Oh my god, the Revolution's ace. I'm going to get a Revolution now. I've seen Red Steel. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but
stupid
the thing
chaffs.
Is, yeah, but the thing is, it's converting people now, and so many more, definitely loads of people at school that weren't, were like, nah, it's really bad, and like, one guy said, yeah, it's good, but, you know, because they need better games, and that's rubbish, they need, like, a sword fighting game, and like, some more stuff with guns, and I was just like, Red Steel, and he was like, yeah, Red Steel looks pretty good. So yeah, that's my, pondering, and email me with your if this happened to anyone that you know that they were like, oh, it's rubbish, oh, it looks really good. So email.
Oh, and we didn't get any for last week's Peter's pondering.
No, I was really upset about that. so yeah, just email. It's really not hard. You know the address. It is. Yeah, well, you should know it, but I'll say it anyway. nintentalk@gmail.com. nintentalk at gmail.com. That is gmail.com. So, yeah. There's no excuse not to send us anything now you know the address, because I've forgotten it in a couple of episodes. So, yes, I think that is it. Hopefully this episode is not cursed, seeing as we had the Wii Wi-Fi topic.
Although, I'm not saying that this is a bad episode, but it isn't one of our best ones.
No, I thought it was pretty good. I love it how, like, I love it when we go off topic, and it's quite funny. Yeah. So, I can't think of anything else apart from dinner.
Oh, just one more thing for the viewers to hear about. I've got a mild case of athlete's foot.
God.
And the doctor prescribed me
Ben,
with something.
I don't think they want to know.
They do, it's funny. The doctor would prescribed me with something to heal it up. You'll never guess what they prescribed me with. Caniston Duo Thrush Cream. You know.
No way.
Yes way.
What doctor do you go to?
His name is Dr. Carr, and he's only just graduated.
He's a
no,
fool.
No, it works, but I'm just saying it's thrush cream. So, yeah. I think we're best for wrapping this up now.
Yes.
So, from me, Ben.
Me, Matt.
And me, Marty.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Marty.
Oh, bye.
Bye-bye.
Ben, do I press stop now?
Yes, Marty, you press stop now.
Stop.
And now, live in the Nintendox studio, Ben presents his version of the Pokemon theme song. The full version. Yes. It's now going to start and I'm going to sing it. And it'll be funny. Another classic that will be added to my album. I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. It's you and me. I know it's my destiny. Boy, you're my best friend in a world we must defend. a heart so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all. Every challenge along the way, with courage I will face. I will battle every day to claim my rightful place. Come with me, the time is right, there's no better team. Arm in arm we'll win the fight, it's always been our dream. It's you and me, I know it's my destiny. Boy, you're my best friend in a world we must defend. Our hearts so true, our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry for the abrupt stop with my singing, but I couldn't find any other version of the song. So, yeah, that's basically the entire song. There's just a bit more music and then it stops. So you can just imagine how the song ends. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed my singing. If your iPod earphones have broke, then you can send the bill to some email address. Yeah. So, over and out, people.